Today's episode is, it's an off day, so I wanted to do, I will do the email marketing episode. I will publish that before the end of this week. But I love doing my podcast episodes most of the time on real time. I wake up early to do them. And today, my husband has been calling me off the hook. And it's like 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning. And so I just like gave up on that episode. So I just wanted to talk about today is an off day. Because sometimes we're going to have off days. So how do you get back in your groove? How do you give yourself the grace that maybe today is not going to be as you planned? It's going to happen. And so that's what inspired this episode. So with that, let's get started. So I haven't even had my cup of coffee. I woke up this morning super motivated. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this episode. I had all my points and everything. And I was mid-episode when my husband called me, and then he wouldn't stop talking, and then he comes in through the door as I'm like recording like the other half of the episode and making noise, and I'm like, you know what, like I just give up. I'm like, I'm just so done, like I'm like, I can't anymore. So I just decided to, you know, just like not record the episode because it just wasn't feeling it anymore. And I really wanted to share like an off the cuff episode of how I get back into my groove when things like this happen. And these are like some of the things that I do is, first, give yourself grace. Okay. We are mothers or humans. For sure, we're humans. We have partners. We have other needs and things are going to happen. I know like at 9:30, the freaking guy comes around here from Monday through Friday mowing the lawn and cutting the trees. And while I'm grateful, I do not know how grass grows in a day. Okay. But he comes here Monday through Friday. It drives me freaking nuts. So I know like, after 9:30, I better not be on the phone or recording a podcast because they're going to be able to hear all that grass cutting noise, and it's super, super loud. It's going to happen. It happens to me all the time. So give yourself the grace that life's going to happen. Okay. So then once I've learned that, you know what, whatever, like I just can't do it today like I planned, it works out for my better benefit when I have a better attitude towards it. So the other part is like, part number two is like, have a good attitude towards it, right? Like our attitude is going to define our whole day. Do I want this one thing that didn't work out like I wanted to like define my whole day? I don't. So I think it's so important that we start thinking also like about our attitude. Like I literally can hear one of my kids coming down the stairs right now and starting to get up and moving. So it's going to happen all the time. Like it's literally happening today. So today I'm like, you know what? It's not going as planned. Number three, have flexibility. So reschedule your day. So like I was saying, I'm going to release the episode later on this week. But today I'm going to have the flexibility that it's not going to happen. I'm not going to get the work things. I only have one, I have a work meeting and I have other appointments I have to attend to. But I know like the one work thing I wanted to get, whether it was two work things I wanted to get done today, are not going to happen. Like I'm already off the groove. I don't want to force it. So I'm having the flexibility to reschedule what I can. So if you're able, for example, you need to do a blog or a post or a reel or a podcast episode, and you're like, you know what, today I'm not feeling it, reschedule it for another day. Put it on your calendar. I live off my iPhone calendar just to remind me and to make sure that I'm accountable and I keep true to my word, and I'm also keeping true to you, my audience. The next part is, when you're having an off day, what makes you center yourself back? For me, it can be a walk outside, a shower, turning on a candle. There's probably something that really soothes you. So soothe yourself before you have to go to your next thing. So for me, my next thing today is I need to take my kid, my son, he's in high school. Can't believe he's already in 10th grade. I cannot believe it. I have a 10th grader at home now. So we have to go get his new ID for school, and we have to run some errands for him today. I need to be my best, like, energetically and for myself, and I have all three of my kids today. I need to be my best. So I'm going to light up a candle, enjoy a coffee with my non-dairy spice, pumpkin spice, like, creamer. And I'm going to have a great day, okay? And that's why I've decided I'm going to have a great day today. Maybe the universe probably is telling me to disconnect and allow the flow to come in. So I'm going to listen to it. Not everything in life and in business is going to be as we planned. yesterday I had this beautiful interview with Amy Porterfield. I cannot wait to share it. It's so freaking amazing. So amazing. I really got the honor and I got the privilege to really dig in deeper into her real journey, into like more of the really ebbs and flows and the roller coaster ride that has been her business journey as well. Because sometimes we see people with like shiny, you know, like things like she's been like a New York best-selling author and all this thing that she's done. She's made like millions of dollars. I mean, like, what privilege for all of us. We get to talk to her and listen to her on the podcast in this episode where I got to interview her one-on-one. And it's that we need to have that flexibility and grace to know that, hey, it may not work out today, but we're going to learn a lesson from this. And sometimes we're just going to need to cry it out or throw a fit. Like, I feel really bad. I threw a fit. Okay, so I need to go call and apologize. But, you know, like, I am human. So I'm just sharing that because sometimes no matter what you try, you're going to have to just cry it out or have the little mini fit. But don't allow it to overtake your, like, your whole day. Like, I was upset for, like, 10 minutes and then I got over it. I'm like, that's stupid to be upset over that. He's excited about something. He's trying to share that with me. I should be more supportive and open. But guess what? Celeste is a human and she is not perfect. So I do make mistakes. But I think it's so much more important, at least in my home, we all have learned that we get to say, I am sorry. And the other person doesn't have to accept it. And also to understand that we're all human in this home and we're going to make mistakes. But we need to be able to also acknowledge our mistakes and say, I'm sorry, whether you're a mom or you're a 3-year-old. It's really important to acknowledge when you hurt somebody's feelings and that what you do is not okay. And to do that in your own time, right? And that's something that I really want us as business owners, we need to give ourselves more of, more kindness, more flexibility that, hey, things are not going to work out the way we want it to. And that's okay. Lastly, I really want to share with you this. When things don't go your way, and everything seems to be like crumbling now, take time to pause and slow down. A lot of the beautiful opportunities that come into my life, like publishings, things that I'm able to do, how I was able to get Amy on the podcast, and I even share it on the podcast. So, you know, I'm always like open book how I do things. It all happens because I'm able to slow down. And sometimes when we slow down with a world of social media, right? With the world of Amazon, I want to deliver next day, right? Now we have the option. You can do it next day, 2 days after, 3 days after, right? And they even try to reward you if you wait 3 days because it's more, you know, beneficial for them and for cost-wise. I think it's so important that we start realizing that it's good to slow down and it's okay. I want to leave you with this because this has really helped me and I'm sharing with you from my heart, with an open heart, what works for me and what is working. I got yesterday a DM from one of my students. We did a video response call. So pretty much you send me a question and I send you back a Zoom video of me responding to your question. And she actually took action on the stuff. She's like, I cannot believe what you said actually worked. And I started laughing because I'm like, thanks for the faith. I'm so happy it worked. But where I was going with this is, how can we allow more clients, more abundance, more opportunities to come into our life if we are so fixated and so much in the mindset that we have to have everything going on all cylinders nonstop? I know people that work for FedEx, right? Or work for Amazon and delivering things. It takes a toll on their family. It takes a toll on their body delivering 12 hours a day, you know, 8-hour shifts of delivering things, boxes, back and forth, driving, the stress, all that stuff takes a toll on them, okay? And I know that sometimes we're like, well, I need this now, but do you really? If it takes a toll on them, my question for us as business owners, as beauty professionals, hairstylists, estheticians, manicurists, permanent makeup artists, whatever your beauty industry artistry is that it matters and you need time to slow down and allow the magic of life to happen. As I'm turning into this new season, I am starting to level up. So I'm no longer going to be just using my ring light or just doing video editing through my iPhone. That got me up to this point of my career. But to go to the next level that I want to go to, I want to go to another level as well for myself and how I show up and the type of content I produce and I share with everybody. But that's not the season right now. I need time to learn some things, and I need time to allow the ideas and to allow the abundance and to allow the things that need to fall into place that I feel need to come somehow, some way. I don't have a plan pulled out, like step by step by step. I don't know how it all is going to work out perfectly. I just have the trust that I need to slow down, and I'm willing to do that, even if it's not popular on social, even if it's not popular on Instagram, even if it's not popular as mothers. Our well-being matters, and it's okay to slow down. So when you have those off days, instead of being like, oh, shit, like, you know, this morning me, I was like, ugh, damn, I had stuff to do. I'm going to slow down and take it like universe saying, you know what, Celeste, you've done enough yesterday. You did the podcast. You went Pinterest TV live. You went live on Instagram. And it's time to slow down today and focus on family today and focus on yourself. And take a break from digital after your one call with somebody that you cannot reschedule. It's time to focus on you. I invite you to focus on yourself today, and that we're all human and we all have off days. I apologize. Last week, I sent an email to my email list. I made a woo-woo. And the link wasn't working. And in case you missed it, you can go to celestastylist.com/quiz. And you can see if you want to create your own online education or your own online course, but you're not sure if you're ready for it, it'll tell you. It'll tell you if you're ready and what your next steps are. Or if you're not ready, what's next for you? What are some steps you can take? Which I really love, because online course creation is not for everybody and not everybody's ready for that, right? And that's okay. So it's a really awesome quiz. It was done by Amy. I've took it. It was right spot on. For me, it was personal story. So share my personal story. That's how my course got created, which it was. It was the mobile salon was the first thing I ever created and shared. And I invite you to pause. I invite you when things get undone, whether it's that email that you sent out, whether it's that thing you were supposed to do for work that everybody keeps interrupting you, that maybe it's not an off day. Maybe it's just the universe, God, energy, whatever you believe in, reminding you that, hey, I know you want to do this, but today you're the one that matters the most. And today is not about doing more. Today is about slowing down and allow the magic of the unknown, allow the magic of space to guide you to what's next. I hope this was super helpful for you. Thank you so much, love. And I appreciate every single one of you that listen to this podcast every week, and to all my students that are part of my journey. I will see you back here this week with another episode on email marketing, as I promised. Bye, love.